John Williams here, and let's continue with the Anna DeVlantis Show. And that includes a conversation with Mary Haney, who has been on before. Mary, it's John in for Anna. Welcome back. How are you today?
Great. How are you, John?
Doing pretty well. Mary is, let me make sure I get the title right. You have been a career consultant with Career Vision for 15 years now, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So what do you all do? I think I know, but why don't you give us sort of your 411? What's your business about?
We do aptitude testing to help people identify their natural talents, and then we combine that with their interests and their values to help identify careers that would be good fits for them.
We're talking high school and college age kids then?
High school, college, and adults.
So let's just start with high schoolers then. And it is the turn of the year. We've been chatting about that. But, I mean, what sort of resolutions or, I don't know, things should high school kids be thinking about other than get good grades during a Zoom session?
Right. Right. Good grades is one of them. And I think we would all agree 2020 has really been like no other year. And because of that, I don't know about you, John, but I personally could not wait to ring in 2021.
Yeah.
And year over year, nearly half of Americans make at least one New Year's resolution, often focused on health, like eating better or losing weight. Many people also make a career resolution regarding their career goals, like getting a new job or developing a new skill. And no doubt, career resolutions are also very, very important. After all, job satisfaction has a huge impact on overall life satisfaction and therefore our physical and mental health as well. And while it's very likely a lot of high school students made resolutions related to their health in 2021, it's much less likely they made resolutions regarding a smooth transition from high school to college. So that being said, just a few examples of things they might want to add to their list this year. You've already named one of them. First and foremost, resolving to stay focused. A lot of high school seniors may be experiencing a bit of senioritis right now, and that's pretty normal. But that's all the more reason, as you said, why they need to resolve to keep their grades up. And getting ready for that big transition from high school to college, now's the perfect time for high school seniors to become more independent by taking on responsibilities for some of the things their parents may have been doing for them up until this point, like setting medical appointments, planning schedules, doing laundry, and making more of decision-making on their own, solving their own problems. But most importantly, high school students, especially seniors, should resolve to spend some time thinking about their college and career goals. So while they don't really need to have every detail of their career plan in place right now, it's important to start identifying the steps they'll take to learn about careers of interest so that they're prepared to choose their major and a career that's a good fit for them.
Should the high school student pursue, say, college studies or a career in the area that they are most skilled or in the thing that they're most interested? Because while those line up a lot, they don't always. You know, if you're good at math,
they don't
science,
always.
So I wonder,
right,
should you go with your passion or should you go with what your aptitude is?
Well, that's a very good question, John. And what we would say is we start with your natural talents, what comes fairly easy, but then we also look at how that combines with interest. Because when we're doing work that we do well naturally and we enjoy, that's the best fit.
Yeah. Well, but it does sound like then lean towards your aptitude And maybe dream for something later. Is there a test like, I think we've all taken that test, I like working with people, or pick one of these five characteristics that describes you, and you go through a whole battery of them, and then it spits out career choices or fields that would be good for you. Do those tests work? Is there one that you like? Do you administer something like that, and how valuable is that?
Actually, what you're referring to, John, is an interest inventory. And we do use the strong interest inventory, which is a very commonly used assessment to understand interests. But the difference being, if we look at interests alone, we're not really focusing on that natural talent piece as well. And that's the difference. So combining the natural talents with the interest. It's a perfect combination.
Talk to me for just a moment about college kids. So now they're older. What sort of resolutions, career-wise, what sort of decisions should college kids be thinking about?
Well, I think number one resolution college students can make right now, and each and every year in college, is to really take a candid look at their progress in achieving their academic and career goals. And a career vision, we refer to that candid look as a career readiness review, which really includes areas like academic success, college and career planning, and most importantly, career preparation. So related to academics, students should be resolving to have a regular study schedule, meet with their academic advisor every year to make sure they're on track to graduate on time, track their grade point average to make sure they're on course and get help if they need it. Related to college and career planning, that really involves actively engaging in a wide range of on and off campus opportunities to learn about various careers in the work environment, whether through things like occupational research, informational interviewing, job shadowing, and so forth. And last but certainly not least, regarding career readiness, students should focus on engaging in experiential learning activities that provide opportunities to apply what they're learning in their classes, whether through part-time jobs, internships, volunteering, leadership roles, and so forth, so that they can build a resume that demonstrates their readiness for career launch, all the while also building a professional network, too.
Mary Haney joining us. I'll let you go, Mary, but I think the big challenge, even under the best circumstances, is keeping the kids motivated, keeping them on track. And now that everything's to be shut down, there are fewer opportunities for these things. I suspect the challenge is even greater. Maybe the need is even greater to do those things, but I'll bet that these sensible ideas are a little more difficult to execute right now.
Right, you're right. A lot of them are executed differently. Like an internship might be remote, for example. Even things like networking events on college campuses might be done remotely versus on the campus. You're right. But the motivation piece is the interest as well. So that's why it's so important to understand the interest and the aptitudes. That combination is very motivating.
Yeah. Mary Haney, is it careervision.org? Is that where we find out more?
It is.
We will. Mary, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, John. Happy New Year.
Mary Haney's a career consultant with Career Vision. Careervision.org.